Okay, we're ready.
All right. Let's move on to number 10.
I would like to recuse myself from number 10. This is Dan Rubin.
Okay. Note for record, Dr. Rubin has recused himself from 10. Are you going for the complete items on number 10, Dr. Rubin? Are you going for A through D? Or are you just going for B and C?
Yeah.
Dr. Rubin? Okay, I'll take it. Dr. Rubin recused himself from the whole agenda item for number 10.
Okay.
And let's go ahead and start with 10A, which would be under number 10, we're doing review consideration, possible action regarding renewal of medical license. We'll take 10A first. That's Dr. Jelena. Yep.
Yes. So, Dr. Selig, members of the board, this is an application for renewal of medical license for Dr. Jelena F. Dr. F is currently under an interim consent agreement for licensure restriction. The order restricts her from practicing minor surgery, administering IVs, certifying patients for medical marijuana, dispensing controlled substances, or any medication requiring a prescription. Board case 17007 and 17078 are pending formal hearing. There is a criminal case currently pending trial.
With that, that case was currently with the DEA.
This is Gina. I just have a clarifying question. So she timely renewed, submitted an application for renewal, but she has these outstanding issues.
Correct.
Is that correct? Mm-hmm. She's under criminal investigation and has some other issues. I know I'm late to this thing, but if she has an application that is pending and was submitted timely, instead of the board rendering a decision on her renewal application, during the pendency of all of these issues, her license will continue to be valid until the board takes and makes a decision on her pending renewal application. So I'm not sure that you would want to grant her renewal if some of these pending issues could lead to the denial of her application or eradication. So under 41.92.11, her license to practice continues, is in good standing, and she submitted a timely application. So you don't have to rule on her application because of all of those pending issues.
I'll make a motion. I'm sorry, go ahead. As per legal counsel, she has paid all her fees, correct? And it was done in a timely manner. However, there are cases, obviously, as we know, that are pending with her, but she has paid her licensing fee. None of those cases have come to fruition at this point.
So she has paid her fees, her application is complete and pending. So if you just want to take no action on this application at this time, her license will remain in good standing. She's able to practice until such time you wrap up the investigation and then you would adjudicate the renewal application.
Practice is restricted.
Okay. Practice, however, if she's currently restricted, her license would continue in whatever status it currently is.
I'll make a motion that her license remain intact with the restrictions that are currently attached to it.
And then take no action on the pending application of shopping.
Correct. So those will come to fruition at some point, but the fact is she has paid on time, and she also is practicing under current restrictions.
Okay.
Correct, y'all?
Yes. So the status quo remains the same.
Yes. So I'll make a motion for number 10A to be approved unless there's board members want to discuss this further.
Yeah, it, no, the application, we're not, I think the motion was just to keep the status quo, take no action on our application, and the application would essentially be tabled until the underlying concerns with the investigation are complete. So I think the motion, a perfect motion, would be to take no action on application at this time. The status quo remains in place.
Okay. The motion would be that no action needs to be taken at this current time, and that the license remain intact.
Yes.
I would second that motion.
Who is this?
That's Dr. Spatt.
Dr. Spatt, you seconded?
I'm sorry, this is the plan. Yeah, I would second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing no opposed, motion carries.
You know, I'll quickly digress with that. And you've gone back in and checked, there's nothing that has transpired that we're not aware of. For this. In terms of prescribing or any other issues that have come with this?
In terms of her consent agreement, yeah, she's being monitored.
Okay. Move on to 10. Do we need to do a roll call on that, or are we good?
No roll call.
Okay. Let's move on to 10B as in boy. He's recused, Dr. Dan Rubin. I'll make a motion for his medical license be renewed. It's been seconded. Okay.
All those in favor?
Motion.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing no opposed, motion carries.
Move on to 10C. Dr. Rubin has recused, and that would be medical license for Deborah Smolinski. Promotion that's approved. Anyone opposed?
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing no opposed, motion carries.
Move on to 10G as in dog, and that's Melissa Coates. I'll make a motion that she's approved for renewal of medical license.
Dr. Temple, second.
Ms. Hampton.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing no opposed, motion carries.
All right.
This is Dr. Rubin. I would like to can I rejoin?
Yes. You may, Dr. Rubin.
Thank you.
We're back into number 11. And John, review consideration and discussion regarding legislative updates. So I'll have Ms. Nancy go through this.
Dr. Shadlick, members of the board, I just provided a basic rundown of the legislation that's running through the House and Senate. None of these have been passed as of yesterday when I checked. I just want to give you a heads up on some of these may actually be going through, and I'll keep you posted on if and when they are signed by the governor. And the one I'd like to point out is the House Bill 2314, and that has that directly involves naturopathic physicians. Do you have any questions?
This is Andrew, and I have a question, but not about 2314.
Okay. Which one is it about?
House Bill 2254, regarding Lyme, which says that this bill allows licensed health professionals to use long-term antimicrobial therapy, and I was wondering if that included IV therapy other than what we're allowed to do currently within our scope. If there were new IV laws specifically regarding antimicrobial.
And so I gave you a copy of the bill. I haven't looked at it specifically for that purpose, but I can certainly review it and see that. Yeah, see if it does.
Okay, thank you.
Mhm. Any other questions?
No questions on 2314. Okay. Let's move on to number 12, review consideration of possible action regarding House Bill number 2809, and reduction of board revenue of Chemisoda, Gail.
And Dr. Shalek, members of the board, I did give you a summary of the bill, House Bill 2809, and if passed, and it looks like it will, what that would look like. We kind of talked about this at several meetings prior. We need to find some sort of mechanism to reduce the fees coming in. What that will look like, I don't know. And I would request some suggestions from the board of how we can go about doing that.
My apologies, sir. I think there's a delay, but I didn't hear you. Close to a time. I only wanted to ask Gail about that list of fees that she provided us, wherein she had crossed off the current fees and made some recommendations for some new reduced fees. And obviously, that would probably be a great way to start. Is there money that we currently have, so from our balance, that we will have to get rid of right away that goes back to the general fund, or is this just going forward that we will have to take in no more than what we estimate to be 50% of our historical revenue?
So if I understand your question right, is this just moving forward once this bill does pass and signed? So we would have to reduce revenue of some way, shape, or form in order to comply with the new law.
I see. Okay. And so with respect to what we have now in the bank, do we have to reduce what we currently hold in our account now by 50%, or is it just going forward?
So the bill, as it stands, the last time I looked at it, has a portion of it which would require boards to reduce those fees that are just in the account. There's no real clear direction, as far as I can see, on how that would be done. So I would suggest that's something that we would talk to the governor's office about, see if we can get some guidance, if that's in fact still in the bill when the bill does become law. That's something that is sort of a secondary to the bill that we would have to deal with as well. But I think first and foremost, we really do have to reduce the revenue coming in so we don't run up against this issue.
Absolutely. Well, I think the fee suggestions that you made is a great place to start.
So are you referring to the fee?
Yes, you provided a list of the current fees, and you by hand, you crossed off the current fees and made some proposals that were about 50% on average of what the current bring-in for each particular fee was. So if it was $130, perhaps you suggested a $60 or $65 fee in its replace going forward. Or if the nominated business owner license needed to raise their votes every year from their, perhaps, but the second, third year, they don't receive any fee, other than their application to renew. Things of that nature, I thought that might be a good place to start. And in addition to whatever suggestions that the course that we can all come up with together.
Yeah,
is everybody familiar with that?
Suggested removing the clinical training certificate fees as maybe the best option, because that would bring us up to about even. Would that be your suggestion, that removing the clinical training certificate fees is the best way to proceed? Or do you need fee deduction, as Dr. Campbell was saying?
Is that Dr. Rubin?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
Is item number one, reducing the clinical training certificate fee, the best way to approach this?
Are you talking about the... Oh. Yeah, so that was one of the proposals, was to renew the requirement altogether. But if we don't do that, we can just certainly charge for the initial and maybe not charge for any of the additional renewals, just renew. Since we changed the procedure, this has become so less burdensome that it's basically just a couple clicks of the button on our database and notifying Dr. Slowers of the update. So the time that you were spent prior to on it, where everything was manual, I would have to print the copies and mail them out, that's no longer. So really, the fee is doesn't really reflect the amount of time put in for staff.
It seems to me to also make sense to reduce the burden of fees on students as well. Also, you mentioned that we're the only state that puts that burden on the students that are going through medical schools in our state. That would be my suggestion, is to reduce the burden on the students, since that is a uniquity to the Arizona licensure.
Good point.
So if I'm hearing the board correctly, you would like me to maybe get some solid numbers on what that would look like? In terms of revenue?
Yeah, that's what I would prefer. And also, your salary, if it's what you could theoretically do to get yourself up to what the other executive director's pay is.
Okay, I could explore that. That actually is not going to have anything to do with the revenue coming in, but I can certainly explore that and see what that would do with our the amount of money that we're given each year for appropriation. Right. Sorry, you have your cluster.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I don't get that on that.
And the other thought I had was the jury prudence exam. It's required by statute, so unless we change statute to get rid of it, which is something we could do, but again, that doesn't really cost us anything to give, and I think that currently the fee of $60 is we don't need to be collecting $60 for that. So I mean, we can get rid of it altogether, or maybe charge, $25. I could also look at that too to see what that would look like in terms of revenue reduction.
I could look at it from two angles. One angle would be reducing it at least by half, or having it be no charge.
Okay. Were there any other suggestions that the board would like me to kind of review and bring back?
might be completely off and away from what we're trying to accomplish. However, with regard to, again, the salaries and training and going to conferences and equipment that the board may need, investigations, equipment, and any training that you may want, et cetera, are those things that we can utilize some of these funds to go towards keeping those things up, before we, get some of it back to the state? Is there a way that we can pursue that avenue on things that may have been lacking in the past, that we can maybe beef up using some of those funds for those things, or does that need to remain separate?
And so I believe that they're separate funds. We can certainly look into doing all of that with the appropriation, which most years I do have some overage, but I believe that those are separate funds. I don't think we're allowed to actually touch those funds unless we get approval from the governor's office.
Okay. So just a thought, to make sure that we are taking care of having to find the house, so to speak, with regards to some of the funds that we may have access of. But I can definitely understand the complexity of how the budget process needs to go. So, all right, that's all the questions that I have.
Okay. There's no other questions. Did you want to move over to the executive director report?
Let's go ahead and move on to number 13.
Okay.
And 13A.
And so did anybody have any questions on the executive director report?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. 13B, current license and certificate holder numbers. Any questions on that? How about 13C? Pending the football on. Is anything else that pending the football? We got a couple cases. Do you know how many cases, including today, are going before all up? Or pending, I should say.
Yes, we have four cases, but the cases have been combined, so there's two cases pending before OA. That's not including the one today, but it's my understanding that one today is going to be combined, so we'll still just have two cases when we combine that as well.
Okay. Any further questions on item number 13? Anything we've missed on 13?
No, I don't believe so. I'd like to point out the medical license number of 1029 has risen quite a bit, so we've made it past the 1,000 applicant threshold.
All right, number 14, future agenda items. Any board members have something they'd like on the future agenda?
You do not?
Okay. Number 15, call to the public.
There's no public here, so.
Okay. We're talking to ourselves.
Exactly.
And I will move on to number 16, which would be adjournment at 3:30 p.m.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah. Go ahead.